visiting with Pleasantville head wrestling coach Micah Molnetz to kind of recap the first part of their season. Coach, you know, I know you guys have just been kind of getting going this season, but had a good meet there on Tuesday at PCM. Can you kind of talk about how that PCM meet went for you guys?
Yeah, so we started off, you know, against Pella, wrestled really well. A couple matches there we liked to got back, but it was good to come out of there with a win. Then moving on to PCM, they're again tough duel. They're a tough team. We had a couple matches. I feel like we could have got back, made that a little bit closer, but you know, we still wrestled very, very solid. And then for the night, we finished off against Sigourney, and I feel like the kids really came out that last duel and kind of dominated things and looked very, very promising there. So pretty happy with the night.
Yeah, and then the Saturday before that, you guys had a really good showing there at Nottoway Valley against, you know, some talented competition. We're able to pull out a second place finish there. You know, what went so well in that meet for you guys?
Well, I think there again we have, you know, kind of a young team, and some of those guys just stepped up when they needed to. We had one round that wasn't probably our best, but we just kind of went out there and our mentality was, you know, go get the next best that we can. So we had a lot of guys wrestle back and place, you know, thirds and fifths that where we could just lay down and finish for the day. So I feel like we finished very strong on Saturday and, you know, improved from how we were a year ago when we placed third as a team, moved up to second as a team. So can't be disappointed with that at all.
Yeah, do you feel like this year you guys' lineup kind of has a good mix of, you know, you guys got the two state returning state qualifiers, but then also some guys that were maybe on the verge of state last year, and then also some guys that are maybe getting some newer varsity experience. Do you feel like there's a good mix in there?
There is a really good mix, you know. I feel like with those two guys between Tommy Booth and Zane Molinick, you know, they've really been some good leaders for the guys to look up to and kind of help in the practice room. Blake has really stepped up as well. And there's been several others that go through that whole lineup. Guys that maybe didn't have a lot of varsity experience last year, but are really improving this year, have really started to perform as well. So yeah, to answer that question, we do have a good mix. And I think, you know, we do well during our duels and tournaments, just kind of feeding off of one another, and helped a lot in the room as well.
You know, these first few meets, you know, do you feel like you've gotten a good grasp on where your lineup is? You're comfortable with what you have for your lineup this year?
I think so. Kind of as we move through, you know, we're about six duels in here. You know, there's maybe one or two weights where we're still trying to figure that out, but I think for the most part, everything's pretty set in stone. We'll take a few extras this weekend to maybe solidify some of those spots, but yeah, I think we're looking pretty solid where we're at right now.
You know, after this weekend, of course, there's a break for winter break. That's no, you know, nothing unique to any winter sport with the holiday season and all that. What do you guys kind of do as a team to, you know, stay fresh and stay kind of locked in, you know, despite the kids wanting to, of course, spending some time with family and getting a little bit of a break for the winter time?
Yeah, so after this weekend, we'll come back, I guess, like next week. So next week's kind of a big week for us because we're at home all week. So we have a big quad there on Tuesday with ACGC, Central Decatur, and Earlham. Then on Saturday, the 21st, is kind of round out before break here with our Trojan duels. So there again, that'll be a big Saturday at home. But then after that, we'll kind of take a few days off. And then typically in the past, you know, we'll go maybe to like Indianola or meet up with Pella, PCM, just kind of, you know, roll around in some different rooms. We usually take a little outing as a team, just kind of get out of the room and just kind of chill together and kind of work on some bonding time there.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you've stepped in this year as a new head coach for this program and taking the program over. Do you feel, you know, good with where you're at? And, you know, have you enjoyed the process of stepping into this role?
Yeah, I feel good with where, you know, kind of I'm at. obviously there's a little extra stuff behind the scenes with, entering rosters, keeping track of things there. But for the most part, I've talked with Coach DeForest a few times. He's helped me with a few questions that I've had. So that's been nice. But yeah, I feel like, things are moving in the right direction. The kids have responded well to kind of my philosophy in the room and outside of the room. So I think we're in a good spot right now.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time visiting with me, and, best of luck to your guys. Hopefully you can compete this weekend, and then as you go out the last little stretch before break.
Hey, appreciate that. Thanks a lot for your time as well.